What's before this body is whether we're going to protect religious freedom. Will we protect religious freedom even if we don't necessarily agree with the particular views of the ones needing to be protected or belong to their particular religious tradition? Recently in the presidential campaign, there was talk of excluding certain illegal immigration based upon religion, which was absolutely unacceptable and against our American values. Here in Washington, we have religious protection in an interesting setting, and that is, if you're a worker in a workplace that's represented by a union, and you have a religious objection to being a member of that union, you have a First Amendment protected right. U.S. Supreme Court has long recognized this right. Unfortunately, in our state, we only extend that right to those individuals who belong to a religious tradition, a church or denomination, whose tenets or religious beliefs recognize that particular religious belief that one doesn't have to belong to a union. It's not my tradition or my religious denomination's view, but there's something antithetical to where we would only extend a religious right of association and speech to just one particular brand of religious membership. What about the individual who doesn't go to a traditional church or doesn't go to church at all, doesn't worship at a church? That individual who may share this particular religious belief, they should have that right too. That's what this bill does. It simply extends an already existing right to not become a member and have the equivalent of your dues sent to a charity of your choice. We've already have that right, but it extends it to those individuals who do not belong to a religious tradition that in its tenets or doctrinal statement reflects that particular religious belief. This body should be prepared to do that, regardless of how you feel about union membership or dues. We should be prepared to extend that that protection across the board. And the only other thing this bill does is it says, instead of the litigation that has happened as to what religious charity the equivalent of those dues should be given to, we're going to say that the money should be paid over to the Washington State Combined Fund Drive program. Any charity that's been acceptable under that program would be able to be a qualified charity to receive the equivalent of union dues to that charity. That's the only other thing this bill does. Rather than some of the disagreements about what's an appropriate charity or not, we just simply solve that problem by saying the combined fund, which all of us can participate in, is the acceptable list of charities. That's all this bill does, and I would recommend to this body that we pass this bill so that all Washingtonians who have this particular religious belief, I don't necessarily share it, but many do, would have the right, regardless of whether they belong to a denomination or not, that holds to that view. Thank you very much, Mr. President.